If I had to take a guess, Donald Trump and the White House are not happy today because the House Oversight Committee has released a trove of new information about Jeffrey Epstein, pictures that have never been seen before. And Donald Trump does not like when this conversation gets going again. I remind you what happens when people talk about Jeffrey Epstein, when people want to know more about the fact that Donald Trump and Jeffrey Epstein were best friends.
They would like to talk.
Mr. President, Representative Massey says he's concerned that the Epstein probe you are calling for could be a smokescreen to lock or release some more files.
Well, I don't want to talk about it because fake news like you, you're a terrible reporter, and fake news like you, they just keep bringing that up to deflect from the tremendous success of the Trump administration. So a guy like Massey, his poll numbers are showing he's at 6% approval rating right now. And we call him Rand Paul Jr. because he never votes for the Republican Party. So they're using Jeffrey Epstein as a deflection from the tremendous success that we're having as a party.
Right, right. Well, there's no success happening currently with Donald Trump's administration, with Republicans. As you know, inflation rises, the unemployment rate rises. This is the slowest pace of hiring this country has seen since 2009, excluding the pandemic. We have lost manufacturing jobs under Donald Trump. People are hurting because of the tariffs. So no one's happy. There's no success. And Donald Trump was best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And I think there's a lot more to that, frankly, because Donald Trump clearly, at the bare minimum, knew exactly what was going on, exactly what disgusting, horrific acts Jeffrey Epstein was partaking in. These are some of the photos that we got today from the House Oversight Committee. And I'm going to get into some of these photos. I will say some of them are very creepy. This one, though, sparks some interest. This is a photo we got today. This is the island. This is Jeffrey Epstein's island, taking pictures of, you know, different buildings and rooms, etc. One of the pictures is a phone, and it's got different, like, things on, you know, people on speed dial, and several of them are blacked out, right? This is blacked out from the Oversight Committee, redacted, I should say. New York office, and then redacted. Darren office, Darren cell, Rich office, Mike cell. Whose cell phone is this? Don't know. Whose cell phone is this? Don't know. Who did Jeffrey Epstein have on speed dial that the House Oversight Committee doesn't want us to know about? That is a great question. I would like to know the answer to that question, too. And we're going to get into some more pictures, like I said, in a second. But the other thing is Donald Trump ran, on the idea that he was going to release the Epstein files. He ran on releasing the Epstein files. And now it's like, I don't want anyone to talk about it. It's a hoax. It's a scam. It's actually very similar to the other major promise Donald Trump ran on, which was affordability. Recently saying that the word affordability is a Democrat scam. Listen to this.
Everything comes down. But the word affordability is a Democrat scam. They say it and then they go on to the next subject. And everyone thinks, oh, they had lower prices. No, they had the worst inflation in the history of our country.
It's a scam. The word affordability is a scam. That's pretty interesting because if we look at this from Donald J. Trump, November 29th, 2025, I am the affordability president right there at the bottom, nice and highlighted. So is he the affordability president or is affordability a Democrat hoax scam word? Does this mean that Donald Trump's presidency is a giant hoax in a scam? I don't know. You can let me know what you think in the comments down below. But again, we see this, whether it's Jeffrey Epstein, whether it's affordability, whether it's inflation, over and over and over again. Ran on releasing the Epstein files. Epstein files are a hoax. Ran on I'm the affordability president. Affordability is a hoax. And this is where MAGA is at right now. Grocery prices no longer matter. Whatever Donald Trump says goes. Grocery prices were the biggest ordeal ever. Inflation, we're all dying. Trump's going to fix it on day one. And inflation's been rising for several months in a row now, ticking up. And like I said, the labor market's really struggling. And MAGA's like, oh, it's fine. It's fine. You guys get over it. Well, why are we even talking about this? I don't understand why we're talking about it. It's absurd.
Thanksgiving and the cost of living through Thanksgiving and enjoying Thanksgiving. For Joe Biden, it was 25% more than it is for me at a later time. Our energy costs are way down. Our groceries are way down. Everything is way down. And the press doesn't report it. The press reports whatever the con people say. You know, I call the Democrats con men and women. They make up numbers.
But when you look at 25% reduction in costs for Thanksgiving between Biden and me, meaning this administration, that's a tremendous number. That's a tremendous. It's the biggest reduction in cost in the history of that chart or whatever it is they do. That they do a synopsis of everything. They cover every element of Thanksgiving meals. 25% down. So I don't want to hear about the affordability, because right now we're much less. If you look at energy, we're getting close to $2 a gallon gasoline. With Biden, it was $4.50, $5. Another thing, inflation. We had the worst inflation in the history of our country. Now we have virtually no inflation at all. It's down at a very low number and a very normal number. So the affordability is much better with the Republicans. The only problem is the Republicans don't talk about it. And Republicans should start talking about it and use their heads, because we have great numbers. We have greatest, and they're going to only get better.
Donald Trump is not okay. I just want to point that out. Like, this guy looks like shit. I'm sorry. I hate to be that guy and excuse my language, but doesn't look good. And this, like, that is a rambling nightmare, just from a grammatical standpoint. Incoherent. I mean, the beginning is like, what is he talking about? But also just lying, right? He said virtually no inflation. No, absolutely not. It's a normal number. No, not at our 2% target, right? And it's been ticking up over the last few months. He says, oh, oil prices, or gas prices, I should say, are at an all-time low, or at a two-decade low. He's repeated that multiple times. Gas prices are up year to date. Grocery prices are up year to date. He says we have $2 gas. There's not a single place in the country that's averaging even close to $2 gas. He's just making, I mean, and the question is, does Donald Trump believe this? Does he know he's lying? Is he cognitively declining, so he actually thinks that all of this is happening? I don't know. The thing is, his cognitive decline is not made better by the conversation we're having today with the House Oversight Committee releasing this trove of documents. It clearly bugs him and stresses him out, which, as a 79-year-old, the oldest president ever, doesn't bode well, right? When you start increasing the stress that's already on him, that, you know, people are finding out, his supporters are finding out that, you know, again, he was very close with Jeffrey Epstein. I think it causes the cognitive decline to get worse. It causes him to ramble worse. It causes him to get more angry and say more absurd things, especially as it relates to affordability or anything else. This is Jeffrey Epstein in a 2010 deposition talking about Donald Trump. I want to play this, and we're going to look at the pictures from today.
Have you ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
Pleading the 5th when asked about Donald Trump and hang out with underage girls. And along with that video, if you remember this going viral just in the last few months, it feels like these things are easy to forget, but we saw this picture that got a lot of conversation online. Donald Trump sent Jeffrey Epstein a giant check for $22,500 for selling him a woman. This is a picture of this big check and then handwriting. Jeffrey showing early talents with money plus women sells, quote, fully depreciated. And he goes on to talk about something kind of ambiguous. Fully depreciated. That's disgusting. Gross. Let's take a look at these pictures from today. This is, again, the island. The island that everybody talks about. We have a room here, another room, a bathroom. This, again, there's going to be a lot of conversation in the coming days about what is redacted here, what's redacted on the phone I showed you earlier, what's redacted on the wall here. It's honestly, I can like barely read this. You can let me know what is even going on here. But why would, I mean, music, and then this is redacted. Let me know what you think of this photo in the comments down below. I do read all of your comments. I appreciate you. This photo I really don't like. This has not been seen before. This was, I don't think anyone's actually even known that this existed on Jeffrey Epstein's island. But this is a dentist chair, a full dentist chair with dentist gear here, with masks. I look at this picture and I feel like something coming on. Like, I feel anxious looking at it. It's gross. And so, yeah, then we got pictures of what appears to be this kind of like master bedroom. again, the phone. Here's more photos of the island that we've never seen before. I mean, this place is just creepy, creepy. And so the question is, what relation did Donald Trump have to Jeffrey Epstein and this island? And it's clear to everybody at this point that if Donald Trump had nothing to hide, we would have seen the Epstein files months ago, right? If Donald Trump had nothing to hide, they would have just been released. We wouldn't be doing this right now. Just tug and this pull back and forth. It's a hoax. It's not a hoax. The files exist. They don't exist. This is an article I found from 2008. Trump flaunts teen for vodka party? Donald Trump and his vodka line could be in hot water after pics surfaced of a 17-year-old girl naked except for body paint serving drinks at a 1944 magazine Super Bowl party for the vodka. And photos obtained by TheDirty.com. Again, this is 2008. This individual is seen working as a hostess, totally nude except for a little paint. According to the website, her driver's license suggests that her 18th birthday would have fallen about a week and a half after the Super Bowl event. I mean, this is something we've seen with Donald Trump over and over and over and over again. This is an article we've seen before. Quote, she's not here for you. The encounter with Mr. Trump, Ms. Farmer said, occurred in 1995 as she was preparing to work for Mr. Epstein. She said she told the authorities that late one night, Mr. Epstein unexpectedly called her into his offices in a luxury building in Manhattan, and she arrived in running shorts. Donald Trump then arrived wearing a business suit, and started to hover over her. She said she told the authorities. Ms. Farmer said she recalled feeling scared as Mr. Trump stared at her bare legs. Then Mr. Epstein entered the room and she recalled him saying to Mr. Trump, quote, no, no, she's not here for you. Ms. Farmer was 16 years old. And again, the more we talk, the more Donald Trump gets upset. This is just one of so many True Social posts we have seen from Trump about this. What's going on with my boys? And in some cases, gals are going after Attorney General Pam Bondi, who's doing a fantastic job. We're on one team. I don't like what's happening. Referring to everybody saying, where are the Epstein files? Pam Bondi needs to go. Trump defending Pam Bondi. In another email from the House Oversight Committee recently, our last batch of emails, Epstein refers to Trump, quote, almost walking through the door, leaving his nose print on the glass as young women were swimming in the pool. He was so focused, he walked straight into the door. Again, these are subpoenaed emails between people like Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell talking about Donald Trump. There's no other way to read it. And we all know about the birthday card. We're going to see what more comes from the House Oversight Committee. I'm curious what you think about the new photos released today. We need to keep talking about this. Donald Trump's under a uniquely large amount of political pressure right now, I would say. He's under a lot of pressure. We need to keep the pressure on. I appreciate you watching this video. My name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. Truly, I appreciate all the support lately. Make sure you're subscribed here to the Adam Mockler channel. You can check out my YouTube channel, like I said, in the description down below, and I will see you in the next video.